Because without those hormones created by that, you're going to be drawn to the opposite sex or to sex in general. I mean, it's not just the opposite sex. It's just, it creates a sexual desire, whether it be perverse or according to nature, there are desires that come. And they can take all kinds of forms. Just like there are all kinds of sins. One sin one person's weak to, another sin another person is weak to. And sometimes that thing is not a weakness for one person, and the other is not a weakness for the other person. And what I'm saying is some people, from their mother's womb, are born with a very self-controlled in the sexual thing. And people are going to say, oh, Paul, you're kidding me. No, really. There's a percentage of, let's say, men who don't have an issue with pornography, who don't have a lot of fantasy problems. You know, there's a small percent, a very small percentage, who are, by nature, able to fend off those things and able to just be in control. And they can remain unmarried and bachelors without any need for they don't feel this strong sexual desire by nature. I've always envied those fellows because I'm not among them. I'm a married man. From an early age, I knew I wanted to be married. And I thank God for the woman he gave me. And we've been married over 15 years. So there are some eunuchs which were made eunuchs of men. Now that refers to castration. Because sometimes men castrate other men to make, you know, let's say to be harem guards so that they don't put their seed into the king's harem. So you don't have some slave's child becoming a prince. So the men who would guard their wives would oftentimes be castrated to be eunuchs. Or for other purposes. Sometimes they castrated people. It was an ancient barbaric practice, castration. You know, but I understand the impulse, though. You know, you think, hey, maybe if I got rid of this thing, my genitals, I could be free of all these crazy urges. You know, because it's kind of crazy. And so, to end the craziness, it seems it could be considered a tempting thing to put an end to that. And then he talks about those who are eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. And then, to me, that's, they're spiritually, for the kingdom of heaven, they are able to come under control and to be as one who has no desire. And he that is able to receive it, let him receive it. If you're married, stay married. If you can be a man unmarried, if you can be like that, then be like that. See, the reason he uses eunuch, because he wants you to understand, don't just not marry and be a fornicator. That's like we live in a nation of fornicators.
Fornicator.
I'm glad those people aren't listening. They think they're so funny and so clever. We'll see. Verse 13. Then were there brought unto him little children that he should put his hands on them and pray. But his disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me. For such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid hands on them and departed thence. You know, a signal of his blessing by putting his hands on them. You know, the kingdom of heaven is such as children. Humble. Despised. You know, oh, don't bring those kids in here. I don't want those kids in here. Those kids, get them out of it. You know, people, kids, in many ways, you know, we give our kids too much attention. But then on the other hand, sometimes kids are very... when it comes to things that are important, we always want to exclude them. We always want to keep them out. We always want to push them away. And that's the way people who enter into the kingdom are. When it comes to the world, we get pushed out. We get shoved out of the way. We don't get to be part of their thing. You know, it is those who are rejected and kept out that are going to enter in. You know, they don't have any wealth. They don't have any possessions. They don't have anything. That is how we come to the kingdom of heaven as a child. What do children have, really? You know, it's like they're in many ways, I mean, think about it. It's like they don't have rights, like an adult has rights. I mean, I can just say, go to your room, and they must go. I suppose some parents don't have that power because they haven't taken that power. But children are under authority all the time. and learn in a good, and I'll tell you, in a good house under God, a goodly house, the children learn obedience, and they're obedient, and they're happy. That's what the kingdom of heaven is like. It's like a well-raised child, happy, obedient, joyful, humble. At least that's the way I think of a child. You know, people, you know, a lot of times people have bad examples of children because their children are bad examples. Bratty, selfish, this, that, the other, you know? You got to think of all the good things the children possess, the qualities that adults lose when they grow up. And then, such are the kingdom of heaven. Don't prevent the little children to come. Oh, this is too mature for them. If they will come, let them come. They just wanted them to be prayed for. The master doesn't have time for that. No. Verse 16, and behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? Great question. What good may I do that I can have eternal life? I want to live forever. This is something I think about. I want to live forever. I want to live forever. So I want to know the answer to this question. And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. He saith unto him, which? Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man said unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? He knew, and the Lord knew something about him too. Verse 21. Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give it to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. Verse 22, but when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, verily I say to you that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you that it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard it,